بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Introduction to the obligatory knowledge of the religion. I start my authorship of this with the name of Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That is, I mention His name seeking blessing by it, along with the praise to Allah Alhamdulillah, the Lord of the worlds. That is, the owner of whatever came into existence, the one who is attributed with life Al-Hayy, the one who does not come to an end Al-Qayyum, and the one who decreed all the acts, sayings, and conditions of the creations. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our Master Muhammad and his good and pure Al and companions, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Thereafter, this is a summary that is few words with many meanings, inclusive of most of the obligatory knowledge that every accountable person cannot do without and is obligated to know. This comprises the obligatory knowledge pertaining to belief, issues from purification, tahara, up to pilgrimage, hajj, including prayer, zakah, and fasting, and some rules of dealings like renting and hiring, qirad, collateral, and the like, along with showing the rules of riba and some forbidden sales, according to the madhab of Imam, the famous mujtahid, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, the Qurashi, and Muttalibi. May Allah raise his rank, who was born in the year 150 after the Hijrah and died in the year 204 after the Hijrah. The obligations of the heart, sins of the heart, and of the other organs, such as the tongue and the different parts of the body, such as the abdomen, eyes, ears, hands, private parts, and feet, are also included. The book is concluded with a section on repentance. The original book from which the author took his book, the summary, is سلم التوفيق إلى محبة الله على التحقيق, was written by the Hadrami faqih scholar Abdullah ibn Hussein ibn Tahir, the son of Muhammad, the son of Hashim, al-Shafi'i Al-Alawi, born in the year of 1191 after the Hijrah, and died in the year 1272 after the Hijrah. Many precious issues were added to the book that show out the concealed contents of the book and clarify them. On the other hand, what the author of the original book mentioned of Sufism, which is not of the obligatory knowledge, was omitted. Some sentences were changed to make them more clear, in such a way that the subject would not be changed. In a few cases, the author mentioned what some Shafi'i scholars, like Imam Sirajuddin Umar ibn Raslan al-Bulqini, who was born in the year 724 after the Hijrah and died the year 805 after the Hijrah, preponderated in an effort to clarify what was weak in the original book. Hence, the accountable one must pay due attention to this, the summary of obligatory knowledge, by learning it, studying it, and repeating its cases until he memorizes them and until they have been lodged in one's heart, along with having the sincere intentions for the sake of Allah, in order to have one's deeds accepted. The author named it the summary of Abdullah Al-Harari, ensuring the personal obligatory knowledge of the religion, which is the knowledge that includes knowing Allah, His Messenger, and other necessary creedal issues, and includes also knowing the rules of worship and other necessary knowledge. Since knowing Allah and His Messenger and believing in them is the most important and best obligation, the author, may Allah have mercy upon him, started his book by talking about the essentials of belief, that is, what the accountable cannot do without, of creedal issues. He said, "The following is a section pertaining to the meaning of the testification of faith, the two shahadas. It is obligatory upon all the accountable persons who are pubescent, sane, and received the basic call of Islam, that is, whoever received that no one is God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, to embrace the religion of Islam immediately, if they were blasphemers, to remain steadfast to it such that one's heart would be devoid of any intention to exit Islam in the future, or any hesitation about it, because whoever intends to blaspheme in the future blasphemes immediately, and to comply with what is obligatory upon them of its rules by fulfilling all the obligations and avoiding all the prohibitions. From this it is known that the child who died before pubescence is not accountable in the hereafter. Also, the one who became insane before pubescence and whose insanity continued after pubescence and died while insane is not accountable. Similarly, the one who lived pubescent and sane, but the call of Islam, that is the basic da'wah, which is the testification of faith, did not reach him, he is not accountable. Therefore, the one who hears the testification of faith in the adhan while understanding Arabic, while pubescent and sane, is accountable. And if one dies without becoming Muslim, one deserves the everlasting torture in hellfire. This means that every accountable person must be Muslim, stay Muslim, and follow the rules of Islam. Among what one, whether Muslim or blasphemer, must know, believe in, that is, by one's heart, accepting it at all times, and utter immediately if the accountable one was a blasphemer originally or an apostate, is the testification of faith, which is, I testify that no one is God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. In the prayer, the Muslim must say the testification of faith by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Since the two testifications of faith are the basis of the call, it is an obligation for the Muslim to know their meaning. Hence the author, may Allah have mercy upon him, started the next chapter by explaining the first shahada. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on al-Islam, to forgive our sins and accept our good deeds, and Allah knows best.